Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Harvard Medical School professor George Church wrote a book with his colleague Ed Regis, and that book is called Regenesis: How Synthetic Biology Will Reinvent Nature and Ourselves in DNA. Okay, big deal, right? Two professors wrote a book. Here's the thing. There are 70 billion copies of this book in print. I didn't make a gaffe there. 70 billion copies in print. How is that the case? That's because Church and his colleague didn't make print and paper copies of their book. They encoded it on DNA. You know the stuff. And they wrote their book on DNA and stored it in Nature's massive, super dense hard drive known as deoxyribonucleic acid. George Church of Harvard Medical School joins us. Professor, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Give us the little rundown of how exactly you did this. We all know that things on computers are in zeros and ones. Is it as simple as translating zeros and ones to nucleic acids?
Yes, it's a code that anybody can remember. Just alphabetize A, C, G, and T, and A and C are ones, zeros, and G and T's are ones.
So, piece of cake. That's it.
That's it. So even images and videos and even programs that interact with the user, those are all zeros and ones.
So you encoded your book onto DNA. Forget about 70 billion copies for the moment. Let's just take one copy of your book. How long is that in terms of a snippet? Like maybe in relation to how long a strand of complete human DNA is?
Well, the entire book is about 5 million bits or base pairs. A bit equals a base pair in this case. So the human genome is on the order of 3 to 6 billion, depending on how you look at it, base pairs. So this is about 1,000 times smaller than the human genome.
One of the interesting parts of your breakthrough here, which may not have a lot of practical uses yet, is the amazing storage capability of our own DNA. I think I saw a statistic that a couple of grams of the stuff could encode all of the data that exists in the world right now in just a, you know, kind of one little dish of it.
That's right. That's a very aggressive compaction of it, but that's on the order of what it's capable of right now. Yeah.
So your book encoded in DNA, zeros and ones translated to ACGT. Where is your book, the 70 billion copies, physically? Floating in a vial in your lab? Where is it?
So it's in a few locations in two laboratories, and it will be in print form in end of September, beginning of October.
Print form, but as I understand it, not with an insert of the DNA itself, which would be a thrill for nerds. Why aren't you doing that?
We'll probably do it on the next book. We wanted to be cautious on the first one and have people talk about it from different safety and security angles before we actually do it. We almost did it.
Almost did it. What dissuaded you?
We felt that it was best to have some broad discussion. We do a number of things that way. Whenever we have a new technology, we let it settle down for a while and people discuss it. Just in case. I think this one's fairly safe, but we just need to make sure.
70 billion copies encoded in DNA seems fairly safe. That's Harvard Medical School genetics professor George Church has encoded his book in DNA. Professor, why didn't you choose the Bible? Maybe a little irony you could have had?
We did mention the Bible.
You mentioned it, but you didn't use the Bible. We would have loved the irony of encoding the Bible in DNA. But anyway, his book, 70 billion copies in a vial near you.